Everyman Theatre is closing out their current season with a very successful production of Beau's Stratagem. It's been getting wonderful reviews. And the direction is by Vince Lancisi, not only the director of this production, but of course the artistic director of Everyman. It's so lovely to welcome you back to WBJC. Thank you for coming in.
Oh my God, I'm happy to be here.
I have seen a restoration play at Everyman. It was School for Scandal, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
But I have to say, I don't associate a restoration comedy with Everyman Theatre. So I'm wondering what it was about Beau's Stratagem that made you know it would be a good fit.
Yeah, such a great question. The reason that you don't associate Everyman with restoration theatre is mostly because of the physical space that we were in. It has always been the vision or the desire for Everyman to do plays from the classics to contemporary in scope. And because our former home was a little storefront theater with low ceilings and columns everywhere, it's not very friendly to the grand scale of, you know, moving scenery and the big sweep of the beautiful costumes of that period. Everything is sort of a large in style, both from a movement perspective and from a cast size and everything. So this is the way I wanted to end the first season in the new home. It gave me a chance to sort of show off the space and to celebrate it with all of this great cast and scenery and costumes.
The other thing is that with this play coming late in the period of restoration theater, there are other elements to it as well. It's not only that kind of arch frippery. There is something that is more weighty and serious. I'm thinking of Mrs. Kate Sullivan. There is quite a poignancy to her character, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, it was a play that was very much ahead of its time. And even though it was absolutely written to be an entertainment, a comedy of wit and of manners, it had something to say about society's view of marriage, even if it wasn't a wholesome marriage for both couples, and about women's roles in society. And it was not without controversy. I mean, there were those sort of puritanical people out there that really felt like, oh, how can they have a married woman fall in love? And, you know, things that probably don't even come into the consciousness of the contemporary viewer of the play. Yeah, that sort of makes it a bit richer. In addition to that, though, there's also this particular adaptation has a very contemporary feel to it, even though we've kept it in the 1700s. Thornton Wilder always felt that this was a better play than its reputation. Unfortunately, Thornton Wilder did not finish his adaptation, but he really felt like if he could just tweak some of the subplots and just picked up some of the humor, that it would really fly. And his nephew discovered this unfinished manuscript that his uncle Thornton was working on. And so he approached contemporary farcier Ken Ludwig of Lend Me a Tenor and Moon Over Buffalo fame to finish his uncle's adaptation. And he absolutely made the play even funnier than it originally was. It is sharp. It is au courant in a lot of ways, but it's not, you still very much feel like you're watching a restoration play.
Beau's Stratagem is the last production in the current Everyman Theatre season, and it will be running until Sunday, June the 30th. And this is in the new venue on the West Side. And I've been speaking to the artistic director of Everyman, who also directed this production, Vince Lancisi. So lovely to have you back in the studio, Vincent. Thank you so much.
The pleasure's all mine. Thanks.